Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we are in part three of, wow, I didn't see that coming. So stay tuned.
Everyone, thank you for tuning in again to New Every Day. We are in the book of Acts, and we've kind of traveled through chapter 9 over the past couple of weeks. We've looked at Saul and his conversion experience and how he was blinded, and that's where we left off in this story.
Yes, and so Carrie's going to pick up chapter 9, verse 11 to 19a.
I'm going to start at 10.
Verse 10.
Here we go. The role of Ananias. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, Ananias. Yes, Lord, he replied. The Lord said, go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias, coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again. But Lord, exclaimed Ananias, I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. He is authorized by the leading priests to arrest everyone who calls upon your name. But the Lord said, go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as to the people of Israel, and I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. Afterward, he ate some food and regained his strength.
I didn't see that coming.
You didn't?
Nope.
You're a pastor and you've never read this before?
Well, one of the things, and we've just said, and that's why we titled the series, Wow, I Didn't See That Coming. Wow. Because first of all, the Christians were persecuted when they thought, well, why wouldn't everybody else want to hear this good news, right? Mm. So, wow, we didn't see that coming.
Jesus kind of warned them.
They did, but
right?
We don't always listen.
This is true.
Right? Yeah. And so then Saul totally didn't see his Damascus Road experience coming. Like, that was literally out of the blue because he was going to persecute Christians, and here Jesus shows up.
Yeah, right.
And so now we're into this. And there's two things that, as I got it, the second one, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I didn't see that coming either.
Okay, well, give me the first one.
Okay, so the first one of, wow, I didn't see that coming, was for Ananias, who is, okay, he was a devout follower of Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus has appeared to him in a dream, and I fully believe that Jesus appears to people in a dream,
yes,
and gives
them
direction.
Yep.
He says, Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street.
And I love that he gives the address. Straight Street.
God
does.
There's
no shadow of turning.
God does know your address.
Yes, it says in Acts, I believe 11 or 17, that he determines the exact places where we're going to live.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't see that coming either. So, anyways. Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. For he is praying. And Ananias, well, one, has Ananias ever had the gift of healing before? Because he goes on to say, in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight.
Like, was he this, like, famous guy in Damascus?
I don't know.
A well-known Christian? Or was he, like, a normie? Like me?
I know. Because he doesn't say, oh, I can't go heal him. He doesn't say anything about that. He just says, do you know who he is?
He obviously knows because he knows where he lives.
Yes. And so he's like, I've heard many reports about this man. Like, literally, he is saying to Jesus, do you know who he is? Like, Do you know what he's doing to your people? And you are asking me to do what?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so funny that Ananias is having this conversation with the Lord. Like
maybe seeing visions was a regular occurrence. So maybe that's why he had the boldness to say that. I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like if Jesus showed up to me, I'd be like, I'm going to do whatever you're going to tell me right now.
She's much more spiritual than I would. I would be like...
No, I'm not. I told you, I'm the normie.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. Okay,
we fluctuate. it comes and goes. And then it goes on, and the Lord said to Ananias, no, go. This is the second... Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Tell me.
This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, before the people of Israel.
What about that wows you? That he chose him?
Yes.
Okay.
And
why him?
And Ananias is going to be like...
Huh?
Like, so I guess I'm thinking from Ananias' point of view. So
okay.
Maybe I feel a little bit like Ananias. And just going... This man persecuted Christians.
Well, because have you ever encountered someone? Like, has God ever asked you to go and talk to someone who seemed rather scruffily?
So on that note, we'll come right back. Stay tuned.
Jeff Weston.
Yaman. Yeah,
you're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, welcome back. We are still Jen and Carrie, and we're still on New Every Day.
And we're still listening to Audible books. And I say this, that I also used Amazon.com this week because...
What did you buy?
I bought Through the Gates of Splendor by Elizabeth Elliot.
Is that a book?
Yes. It was her husband, Jim Elliot and Nate Saint, who were murdered by Indians that they went to tell Jesus about.
That's right, in South America.
No, they didn't tell Jesus about them. They went to tell them about Jesus. And also from the Stephen Curtis Chapman book, which I bought through Audible. Yeah, he's been a big fan of not a fan, but he's been very aware of the Elliots and what they did.
I didn't know that.
One of the Indians who murdered the missionaries actually sang on Stephen Curtis Chapman's CD.
No
There's
way.
No greater love. Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
I know. Didn't see that coming. And so anyways, I have thoroughly enjoyed using our partners page to purchase things that really helped me in my walk with the Lord.
Well, even before starting the show, Jen was like, I consumed 2 more books since our last recording. I was like, what? I got to get on this train.
Okay. I know. I set a goal every year, depending on how old I am.
That's how many books I read.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If so
this
I'm
is my first
two.
Year doing that, do I get to start at 1 or like would I have to start at whatever age I am?
Well, you can decide. But I made a radical jump a few years ago because I was doing 30 for the longest time. And then I just made a jump.
Good for you. Anyways, bringing it in.
Here we are.
Talking about Ananias.
And going, wow, I didn't see that coming. First of all, he has a vision from the Lord. Secondly, the Lord says, go talk to Saul. Thirdly, he says, lay your hands on him and heal him. And then fourthly, he says, this is the man I'm going to use to reach the Gentiles.
Hmm.
All those things we never see coming. Like, This would make a really good movie at this point. And you just sort of go, would I be willing to go? Like that, at the end of the day, after the, at the end of this passage, like...
Like if God called you to go talk to someone like Saul.
Yeah, and before the break, Carrie asked a question, you know, if would God call you, has God ever called you to talk to someone who looks rather scruffy in appearance?
Not even scruffily, but like... not like you, or maybe a little intimidating or scary, or had more authority, because Saul had a lot of authority.
Mm-hmm. And there he is. And, or someone who was persecuting Christians. Mm. And then God called you to go talk to him. And I can't honestly say God has ever called me to talk to someone who was persecuting Christians. Mm.
I don't think that I have... with anyone who is like overtly persecuting others.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to think about that. But if you have a story that you'd like to share, if you want to go on our Facebook page, just search under New Every Day. And if you want to share something like that, I think that would be very powerful and a wonderful way of encouraging other people. So
here's Ananias. And I just love the fact that it says, then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, didn't see this coming, brother Saul.
He calls him brother.
The Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road who, as you were coming here. So Jesus let him in on the whole scoop of what was happening.
Oh, true. Because no one would have told.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that, but.
He wouldn't have known. Like.
True.
Has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again, and he got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength.
Hmm.
So Ananias just got up and went.
About the impact of Ananias' decision to say yes. And someone like Saul was converted and wrote the majority of the New Testament.
Yes.
And, like, established the evangelical church.
Yeah.
Essentially. Changed the world.
Changed the world. And what's interesting is that I don't think we ever hear of Ananias again in the New Testament.
I don't think so either.
I don't think in any of the greetings.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do some research now to check out, like, Ananias in the New Testament.
But if you think about it, like... maybe, is there someone that God is asking you to be like, you know what? Go over and just tell them who I am.
Yeah.
And you don't know who that person could be. Like, who was it that actually witnessed to Billy Graham?
Yeah, and I believe it was either a Sunday school teacher or but we don't know him. Like, he's told the story, and that's the question that comes up all the time. Is somebody told Billy Graham about Jesus?
Yeah.
And then he's always been Billy Graham, but then he became Billy Graham.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit just flowed through him, and it's like, wow.
Yeah. And did that Sunday school teacher, you know, was faithful to stand up and offer you and the other people with you.
Yeah, and your mom was willing to take you to church.
Yeah.
Like, it's all of these things. You don't know the part that you might be playing in somebody else's conversion story. And the thing is, you might find yourself like, wow. I never saw that coming. Mm-hmm. I simply just walked in obedience. And that's all Jesus is calling you to today.
If you want to read a great book about doing that, it's called The Case for Grace by Lee Strobel. And he's written it with another author. And you can go onto our partners page and go to Amazon. And you can purchase the book through there. And that way it helps to support our show. And you also get to enjoy this awesome book about people who have just stepped out to share Christ and of their awesome conversion experience and how they've experienced the grace of God in their life. I can think of one story, and I can't remember if it's from that book or not, but this gentleman felt compelled to go into a business setting, into an office, and he felt that he needed to witness to, I believe it was one of his colleagues sitting at a desk.
Hmm.
And so he was like, okay, I'm going to go do it. I'm just going to go and share about the love of God with this person.
Right.
And so he walked in, shared the gospel, and the person was not receptive at all. And so he left and was like, what? Why did you ask me to do that?
Yeah.
Turns out there was a guy underneath one of the other desks fixing some computers or something like that. He heard the gospel, was converted. Yeah, and went on to I forget what else. But anyways, you don't know who's going to be there to hear it, right?
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
Right?
And so we want to encourage you. If God is speaking to you, ask for an Ananias spirit, like just willing to go. Lord,
yeah.
This is going to seem, you're going to tell me something. If you ever tell me something out of the blue, give me a spirit like Ananias.
Yeah,
like
just say yes.
Just say yes.
I want to just say yes. Can I pray for us?
Yes.
Thanks for saying yes.
Yes, you can.
Lord, I just thank you for the people who you placed in our lives who have said yes to you. And as a result, they shared with us about your amazing love, mm-hmm. about Jesus, the fact that you came and you died for us and you rose again. And they shared with us about Holy Spirit. And God, I thank you for their faithfulness of the people who've come before us. And Lord, would you encourage us? I know that you've already empowered us with Holy Spirit to be bold, because you say the righteous are as bold as a lion. And Lord, would you help us to be bold, to say yes to the things that you're asking us to do? I pray for our viewers, Lord, that you would encourage them, give them boldness to share as well. Because we have the words of life. Mm-hmm. And they're your words, God. They're life-giving, that we can have new life in Christ, receive forgiveness. And I just thank you for that. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for praying with us. If you would like to check out our Facebook page, go on there, search New Every Day. Go to our website, neweveryday.com. And neweveryday.tv. Oh, thank you. Good catch. Anyways, neweveryday.tv. And we're going to see you next week, and we're going to continue this story of Paul. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.